For the next 4 days, the focus of the art world's attention is Miami Beach. It's the 7th annual Art Basel Miami, featuring 260 galleries and more than 2,000 artists. And that's just the main event. It's an offshoot of Art Basel in Switzerland, and since it came to Miami, the fair has spawned events throughout the city. NPR's Greg Allen has been checking it out.
It's one of the largest commercial art events in the world. This year, Art Basel is expected to attract some 40,000 visitors who are coming to get a look at and consider buying works by artists like Warhol, Rothko, and Rauschenberg, as well as emerging talent. But what about the economic downturn? Recent auctions in New York and London have turned in disappointing results. Mark Spiegler, one of Art Basel's co-directors, said it's already had an impact.
Our galleries only brought the best possible work because only the best possible work will sell. The things that are really attracting buyers right now are pieces that they feel they will not have a second chance at anytime soon.
During yesterday's preview, hundreds of VIPs got a first look. Collectors Irving Sten and Judith Rocht were in from Chicago for the third year running. Sten said he's mostly interested in contemporary art from the 1950s and 60s and had already visited a few of his favorite galleries.
I have bought things in the past. It's always exciting to see what the young people are doing, because that's always new.
And what the world is doing.
Yeah.
Because it's all here under one roof.
Across the street from the convention center is Art Basel at its most fabulous. It's a jewelry exhibit sponsored by Cartier with an interior designed by filmmaker David Lynch. Without a VIP ticket, I couldn't get in. But Miami Beach jewelry collector Nicole Lozano could. And she told me about it when she came out.
It was an amazing experience. It was floating diamonds and descending diamonds and jewels and rotating, and their new collection is just amazing. It's a very hot ticket to get.
Art Basel has become so big it spills out from the convention center. Across Miami Beach, small hotels turn their premises over to galleries for satellite art fairs. On the beach, Art Basel sets up its own alternative show in shipping containers. Across Biscayne Bay in the city of Miami, Art Basel has helped transform the Wynwood neighborhood, a former warehouse district that in recent years has become home to dozens of galleries and restaurants. Helen Allen says Wynwood has changed a lot in the last few years.
I've only seen one chicken this year walking down the road. I used to see a lot more.
Allen is the founder and director of Pulse, after 4 years now one of the better-known satellite art fairs. She says sales may be slower this year, but visitors are engaged and interested in learning about the work.
There seems to be this kind of renewed interest and return to connoisseurship. You know, they're much more thoughtful. It's not like, I have to have one. You know, they really want to learn about the work. They want to discover it. They want to really understand it.
At Art Basel, there have already been some big sales, but the consensus seems to be that the show is a little more restrained than in recent years. But that's done little to dampen the enthusiasm of Norman Brayman, a multimillionaire and well-known art collector who helped bring Art Basel to Miami.
This is akin to having a Super Bowl here.
There are estimates that Art Basel generates $500 million in economic activity, but Brayman says its impact on Miami goes far beyond that. It spurred interest in contemporary art, inspiring local collectors and institutions. Florida International University has just opened a new art museum. The city of Miami recently unveiled plans for an ambitious new museum of its own. Art Basel, Brayman says, has turned Miami into an international arts destination.
We have groups coming to our home this week from China. Who would have ever dreamt that we would have collectors and museum people coming from China? Great. Richard Nixon would be very proud if he were alive today.
It's a prestige event, attracting celebrities and high rollers from around the world. That's one of the reasons UBS, the beleaguered Swiss bank that sponsored Miami's Art Basel since the beginning, said despite the tough times, it's renewing its commitment for at least the next 3 years. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.